RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Happy Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. It is Gabe Ramirez broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Bruce Levine hanging out with us around 7:45. But before that, we get to talk about both the games that finished today in Chicago. Of course, or for your Chicago teams. First up, we're going to talk a little Cubs versus the Tigers. And I want to open up the lines, too. I know that after the game, there wasn't much time to discuss and really get your thoughts in. But the phone lines are open. Leo Stoddard producing the show today. He's so graciously allowed you guys to call in. He had the lines blocked a second ago, but now he's opened them up. So he'll be answering your calls. 312-644-6767. What did you think about Jameson Taillon's outing? Despite the grand slam, 5 2/3, 6 strikeouts, how confident are you going into this stretch without Stroman, with Jameson Taillon potentially being your number two starter if you were to make it into that wild card position? How do you feel about Jameson Taillon? Kind of inconsistent, but damn, pitching better than he was at the beginning of the season. Seems like he's almost settled into his space. But the Cubs defeat the Tigers 6-4. And the scoring started early for the Chicago Cubs in the second inning with the guy that they got at the trade deadline, Jamer Candelario.
But he easily advances 90 feet, and I like that in this ballpark.
Line drive down the left field line. That's going to be a fair ball. Cubs are on the board. Up against the wall in the corner, motoring into second with a standing two-bagger is Jamer Candelario. Cubs lead 1-0. Hard hit ball.
And the guy that started it all, Seiya Suzuki, someone that's been on fire, after Belly lined out, Seiya got that double right there at the shallow left. And it was early in the count. I mentioned it earlier when I was hanging out with Spiegs that Seiya Suzuki had the lowest first pitch swing rate in all of the National League. And so when he came back from that baby demotion, he started being more aggressive, and that double was no different. First pitch, fastball, low and away, probably wouldn't have swung at it. Wasn't a good one for him. Second one, came back with the changeup, similar location, but Baseo was able to jump on top of it. And then Jamer Candelario, I mean, what can you say about the guy? It's exactly what you want from a pickup midseason. Someone that comes in and contributes immediately. After that hit, Patrick Wisdom struck out swinging, and I know every Cubs fan was just up in arms after that. Going to the third inning, Cubs were up 1-0. Jameson Taillon wheeling and dealing, and then Cody Bellinger came up with a couple people on.
Big spot right here. Bellinger waiting for the 0-1. I'll swing it up, liner up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. And two runs are going to score. Cubs lead 3-0. Soft line drive up the middle by Cody Bellinger. Ron, you just got through saying how well he's been hitting against lefties.
Hitting well against lefties and not always trying to pull the ball.
And that was the key for that play. Pitcher tried to attack him, two straight fastballs, same location. It's pretty not the smartest thing to do to Cody Bellinger. Let him see two pitches in the same location, back-to-back. He's going to make you pay, and it's exactly what he did. Nico Horner with the single after a Nick Madrigal ground out, and then Dansby Swanson walked after they moved over after a steal. That's when Cody Bellinger came through, and it was great stuff. It's great to see. Nick Madrigal put up one in the fourth, had a nice little hit, brought in Yan Gomes, who had himself a day. Cubs were up 4-0. The bottom of the sixth comes around. That damning moment where you're not necessarily sure, like, should I be taking out Jameson Taillon or not? Well, maybe leaving him in to face Kerry Carpenter wasn't the best idea.
The big left-hander glancing backwards and now fires. Lined in a shallow left, coming in and not able to make the catches. Badu, it's a base hit and a run is going to score. Badu thought about making a diving catch, but he really didn't come that close to spearing it. You can understand him doing that, Ron, with two outs, but a run is in. Another clutch hit. A good sign for the Cubs today. All four runs have scored with two outs in the inning.
That's
3-1. Bases loaded. Two down. Cubs lead 4-0. The pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. Deep right center. Back goes Suzuki at the wall. That ball is gone for a home run. It's a grand slam, and the game is tied 4-4.
After three straight singles, you started to think to yourself, like, man, and I get it, right? Sometimes, obviously, we can look back and say, oh, he should have taken him out, you know, one batter too late. But in those instances, you can also understand a manager that's like, hey, you know what? Hey, buddy, you want to get yourself out of this jam? I have faith in you. You already had two outs. Riley Green got him striking out. And that was a good at-bat, too. After getting him early in the count with that curveball, he battled back, but you know, got him on a swinging strike. Came back with the curveball to get Riley Green with that strikeout to get that first one out. Then Spencer Torkelson got him to fly out. But the Kerry Carpenter thing, maybe at that point, you just try to lock it down. Hey, man, you got the two outs. Let's bring in someone that we feel like can handle that. I mean, when Rucker came in, he got Matt Verling's strike out looking. Not that that would have been the same thing had he faced Kerry Carpenter, but sucks nonetheless. You have a great game from Jameson Taillon up until that point, and you're not able to finish. But fortunately, the Cubs were able to put up two more runs, one in the eighth via a Yan Gomes single. That made it 5-4. And then, again, we mentioned Jamer Candelario. He led off the ninth with a walk. Christopher Morel, who was pinch hitting for Mike Talkman, got himself a single. And then, you know, it didn't work the last time, but Nick Madrigal sacrificed the two guys over, got him in scoring position, allowing Nico Horner to do his thing.
Now the 1-0. Fly ball to right. It's deep enough to drive in a run. It's back near the warning track, in fact. Right in front of the wall, Green makes the catch. Coming in to score is Candelario. Advancing to third is Morel. Sack fly, Nico Horner. Cubs lead 6-4.
Cubs would hold on to that lead till the end of the game, 6-4. And of course, Albert Alzolay ends up locking that thing down. And it was a much-needed win for the Cubs. Now they get a four-game set against the Pirates. Those all can be heard here on 670 The Score. And that happens before the three-game set before the Brewers get to town on Monday. So interesting stuff. Again, we'll talk to Bruce Levine, 745, get his thoughts on where the Cubs are at and where they're headed with all the injuries and such. But let's take some phone calls. I want to talk to you about your Cubbies, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Let's go to Jim out in New Lenox. Jim, you're not the only one concerned with Mr. Smiley.
Yeah. I don't know what to do about the guy. I mean, he's so inconsistent.
I mean, what did you think about the move initially when they put him in the bullpen?
I didn't really care for it like too much either, because he really didn't do much for me, and he gives up all those runs, and he's just inconsistent.
So, what do you think about the them giving him an opportunity to start again the other day? Did you feel like, hey man, we want to try everything to make sure we're making the right decision, or do you feel like it was just a mistake all the way around?
I think it was a mistake to bring him back into the starting lineup after the other day's performance.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Thanks for the call, Jim. And it is an area of concern for the Cubs. I will say this. Came in and did his job against the Chicago White Sox. Lefty on lefty versus Gavin Sheets. Came in, shut the whole thing down. It's interesting, right? Maybe a guy performs better in the situational space. Or when he's coming in, you know, in a particular situation, as opposed to, you know, being the starter that has to come in and face guys 2-3 times. It's a different level of pressure. Let's go out to Larry from Wisconsin. Larry, talk to me, man. What do you got to say about these Cubbies?
I've listened to you guys for like 30 years. I remember back in the old Mike North days when he interviewed McCaskey. And I would just say to you about the Cubs, I live up here in Wisconsin, and I lived in Chicago for 30 years, and $115 million payroll with five rookies on the lineup, and if they sweep the Cubs on next week, it's over for you guys, right?
Wait. Oh, you're talking about, are you speaking from a Brewers perspective right now?
I'm speaking from a baseball perspective.
Yeah, but when you say over for you guys, who are you talking about?
The Cubs.
Okay, so you're speaking from a Brewers perspective. I get it. Yeah. I couldn't pick up what you're putting down because I'm a Sox fan. So when you say you guys, I automatically assume you're talking about the Bears. So I had to be clear there. I don't know if it's necessarily over, right? I mean, there's still a whole month worth of baseball to go. A lot of things can happen. But I'm sure that the Cubs felt they were going to be closer to the Milwaukee Brewers by the end of the month than they are right now. Cubs currently sitting 3.5 games out of first place. So far with this back half of August, which the schedule was kind to them in the back half after slapping them around in the beginning of the month, but the Cubs fared well there. But the assumption would be, I mean, nobody knew that the Milwaukee Brewers were going to sweep the Texas Rangers. Now, obviously, that came after losing three straight to the Dodgers, but no one thought they were going to sweep them and then sweep the two-game set against the Twins. I mean, that's pretty badass. If you're the Milwaukee Brewers and you knew that you were going to be up against it, and now where the Cubs go and have their four-game set versus the Pirates, the Brewers have a three-game set against the San Diego Padres. And that's hit or miss. Who knows how they're going to come out and play? Tough. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score, talking a little bit of Cubs. Cubs beat the Tigers today, 6-4. Let's go to Mike out in Naperville. Mike, we were talking about Drew Smiley earlier. And you know me, I'm a big fan of solutions, not problems. So what would your solution in that situation be?
Well, I saw Jordan Wicks got the healthy scratch in AAA. There's a lot of speculation. They haven't made the announcement yet, but hopefully, I mean, I know the starting rotation over the past few weeks has had some issues, Stroman being out and bad before being out. Hopefully he can get the nod and maybe replace that role and put Smiley, you know, on the bench, because he's just been
too. Inconsistent.
I hear it in your voice, Mike. You sound just that disappointed.
Yeah. No, and I mean, look, we like to see. Obviously, they made they made a move. They didn't buy hard. Hopefully, this could be like you look at the 2015 team, and they were what we call the year ahead, right? They were maybe supposed to make the playoffs. They ended up making the NLCS. Before making the big moves for, the big move for Hayward, So hopefully we're a year ahead, and hopefully we can get a guy that's much better than Hayward, maybe make a playoff berth this year. This is a good team. It's not a great team, So we were hot for a little while, like happens in baseball when you have a good team. But we need to manage expectations. Hopefully, see some good things from Wicks and have a little bit of better mentality going into the offseason. If the Brewers sweep us next week, we're out. I don't think they'll sweep us. They never do. We're going to be facing their better half of the rotation when our good guys are throwing this week against the Scrub Pirates, which sucks. But it is what it is. Like I said, it's a good team, not a great team. Hopefully we could get a wild card spot. Don't expect too much late in the postseason. We're not deep enough. It is what it is. And we got to make some moves for next year. We're a big market team with a lot of money. We got to act like a team.
Yeah, I mean, you're making some great points, Mike. And I think, throwing out the name Jordan Wicks is a smart one, not only because of the scratch start, but just what he's done so far in the minors this year. 7-0 on his season. If you're looking at his game logs, the last three starts, 4 innings pitched, 7 strikeouts, 5 innings pitched, 5 strikeouts, 5 innings pitched, only 1 earned run given up. So, I mean, he's given up 1 home run since May 7th. And he's pitched quite a few games since then. So he's holding opponents, to a good space. That's Jordan Wicks is a good name to think about when you're asking yourself who can come in and eat some of these innings up. Younger dude, 24 or turning 24 in September. So, he's right where he should be, but that's a great name to put out there as someone that could eat up some innings. I'll ask Bruce Levine about that when he comes on at 7:45. Make sure you guys are here for that. All right. Let's take one more call before we get out of here. Go to break. Go to take Jim out in Glenview. Jim, we touched on it earlier. Jameson Taillon going 5 2/3, gave up those 3 singles, did get the 2 outs. But Rossi had faith in Jameson to get that last out. What did you think about that decision?
David Ross is going to get me divorced. My wife hears me screaming all day, almost every game. Get him out of there. Get him. He never takes pitches out. Smiley gives up 7 runs. The bullpen shuts him down. They lose 8-6. He did that to the entire Stroman 7 games. He just let him in there. And sometimes the team bails him out late, but he's a horrible manager when it comes to managing pitchers.
Yeah, and a lot of people are up against that. I think that people are obviously, they're going to have things to say about Rossi and what he's doing. And just like he, I'm sure he knew people were going to feel that way after the Grand Slam. And that's why I'm sure in the 9th inning when he laid down the bunt with Madrigal again, he thought to himself, yeah, I'm going to lay down the bunt because sometimes this works and sometimes it doesn't. And I think the same thing holds true for, his pitching prospects, where sometimes, sometimes it works out that you leave a guy in and they can get that last out. And sometimes they struggle. And that's just the fact of the matter. A couple of text messages coming in from the 847. The Cubs already announced their weekend rotation and Smiley is on the schedule for Sunday. Look at that. Doesn't mean he can't be a scratch, but on the schedule. Somebody said from the 815, Gabe, your evening show has some old school Lawrence vibes. I'm a fan and I'm here for it. That's a big compliment. We had Lawrence on the show yesterday. Well, Lawrence is doing his own show yesterday and I was just piggybacking off of him, but he loves coming on and talking to the night show crew because he has fond memories of it and he knows the passion that exists with these guys that are out there right now and ladies that are out there. But again, Cubs, 3.5 back. If you were to tell me as a Sox fan that they'd be 3.5 back at the end of August, I'd be feeling good. And if I told any Cubs fan that you'd be 3.5 back at the end of August, you'd be feeling, you should be feeling great. Let's be very clear. All right, going to take a break. Going to talk a little White Sox on the other side. They were winners as well, but it took a little bit more baseball to get there. We'll discuss Cubs, we'll discuss the White Sox defeating the Mariners after this. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Gabe Ramirez here on a Wednesday, hanging out with you on 670 The Score. Talked a little bit of Cubs baseball at the very beginning. Don't forget, Bruce Levine's hanging out with us right around 7:45. Now we get to talk a little White Sox baseball. And we're not talking about Kenny Williams getting fired. We're not talking about Rick Hahn getting fired. We're not talking about Pedro Grifol not being here next year. We're just going to have a regular conversation about the game. Is that cool? Can we do that? Leo, what you think?
I think so. I mean, we just did a Park and Spiegel, a 2-hour show. We didn't really mention today's game. That was kind of...
Did you produce that?
I did. Tyler Buterbaum and I did that. And
oh, more and so you're working overtime right now?
I guess so, yeah.
This is super overtime for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Well, this show is much better, first of all.
So oh, yeah.
Be very clear.
Yeah.
Just want to be clear. We talked about Bears. You guys didn't talk about that.
We did not.
Talked about the White Sox game, the actual game. You guys did not talk about that.
Yeah, we didn't.
Did you talk about the Cubs game?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. We talked about how Boog jinxed the no-hitter.
Okay. And then, so it was majority dysfunction in the White Sox front office.
A lot of that.
Whew, I got to be honest, and I know it's because I'm in it. I'm exhausted from it. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I there's
especially because you already know what the finish line is there. And you're like, oh, you're bringing in Chris Getz?
It was like an optimistic, like, 12 hours. We didn't even get a full day to be excited about the possibilities. It's just...
But even without knowing the Chris Getz thing, I was still at exhaustion.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. They fired them. Good. They should have. And not, like, because I don't like Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn. Just, I like the White Sox, the organization. And I want them to do better. And so... Again, you get to the point of exhaustion where you're like, yeah, what else am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
Like, yes, they should go. They were fired. Yes. Okay, awesome. I don't want to spend time speculating on who the next GM should be. I'd rather live in a positive world where we just appreciate the move by Jerry Reinsdorf. That's what I'm trying to do. I was trying to do it yesterday. I know you didn't get a chance to produce the show, but I was trying to do it yesterday, and I was like, I am happy for Jerry Reinsdorf. Yeah. There is a chip off of his shoulder. It's done. Like, you don't have to answer the questions about that or what the hell are you doing in that kind of a way. Now it's, what are you doing next? And that's a much better conversation than what the hell are you doing with your organization? And that's where the White Sox have found themselves. So again, I'm just exhausted. I have no energy to give the White Sox to talk about what they're doing with their GM position. No. I'm glad you did that. You guys will figure that out. Let me see how it's affected the product on the field. Are the guys playing a little bit harder? I saw Elvis Andrews and Tim Anderson hugging and laughing. Like, oh, damn, I haven't seen that.
I'll give Elvis credit. Like, I feel like he's been staying positive a lot through all kinds of stuff this season. Like, yeah. He's
a wily veteran. He gets it. I've done this before, fellas. I am now at a place in my career where I'm simply appreciating the game of baseball. I know how to play it the right way, how to approach it the right way. That's why I've been in the league for so long and playing at a high level. Do you want to open up the phone lines for Sox fans? Same thing I did for Cubs fans. It's only right. 312-644-6767, or just my baseball purists. Thoughts on the Chicago White Sox? Now, don't get me wrong. If somebody calls up, I'll talk about it. Because this is a round table. This is a nice interactive show here at night. So if you want to talk about that, then yeah, I don't mind being a sounding board. What you think should happen with the organization. How you feel about a potential Chris Getz as a GM. Those are interesting things right there. So yeah, we'll take your calls. 312-644-6767. We'll take your text messages as well. Another instance happened during the Sox game where a pitcher was left in too long and it ended up costing the team, similar to that of the Cubs with Jameson Taillon, but it was the closer, Gregory Santos. In the ninth inning, gets Cade Marlowe to strike out. Josh Rojas was just killing the Sox the last couple of games, including today. Gets a hit in the ninth. Looks right. Cal Raleigh gets on as well. First and second, one out. Should be attacking a guy in J.P. Crawford. Can't connect with the fastball from the very beginning. And then you just revert to the slider. Threw him four straight sliders. Walks him. Now you got the bases loaded. Then he hits Julio Rodriguez. That scores a run. And then Eugenio Suarez gets a hit to deep center, scoring two. Seattle gets the lead in the top of the ninth. And then they take out Gregory Santos. It's painful sometimes. Let's go to Clayton on the road. Clayton, what do you think the issue with the White Sox is?
I think the issue is a marketing mentality branding problem that goes back maybe to the beginning of the organization. It's just not sexy to put on a White Sox uniform. It's not sexy to go down to that park. There's nothing emotionally about it that would motivate a player, an organization to kind of thrive. You put on the Yankee pinstripes, you're a Dodgers player. They just don't have the culture. And I think as the years go on, it gets worse and worse. So it's just flabby and uninteresting and boring. So what are you rallying for if you're a White Sox player? So I think when that team walked in there over 100 years ago, it was a different story. But today, just I leave you with this. When you think about the White Sox or going to a game, is it sexy, interesting, and exciting as going to a Cubs game or going to a Yankees game? It's not. That's why they got to move.
Thanks for the call, Clayton. I went to the game today. It was hot as hell. Shout out to Turtles. I meant to talk about this earlier. So Turtles is a bar that's on 33rd, right across from the stadium. And, I mean, I'm a lifelong Sox fan. Whole life, love the Sox, gone to bajillion games. But I've never been to Turtles.
Never been to Turtles?
Never been to, sorry, Southside
Tyler. That place rocks.
Sorry, Southside Leo. I know, I've never been.
Oh, man.
But saw Tony over there, Jenna, she was the bartender, took care of us. Good crowd before the game. I was surprised at how many people were there before the game. The food was surprisingly good. Just because you're not sure. And I ate a bunch of different things. They had like these buffalo chicken egg rolls, fire. I had a steak salad. And that's what I ordered originally. And I thought, you know, steak salad, keep light, drink some booze. And the steak was amazing. I was really shocked. It was that good. So shout out to my people at Turtles. No, I never been. Sorry, but I went today. And then the game started. People started to file out. And I looked at my boy and I'm like, shout out to Sheena Quinn from the White Sox. She took care of me today. Shout out to Sheena. And I'm like, are we going in right now? Because it's hot and we're in the AC. And this is cool. Literally and figuratively. So we stood for a couple of innings to let the crowd kind of go in. And then we went in for a couple. But shout out to Turtles. Shout out to everybody that goes to it and frequents it. Because clearly I knew nothing about it. I mean, I knew it was there. I drive by it all the time. But you know what it is for me? I'm always part of the tailgate. I'm a tailgate guy. I'm not a go to when I go to go see the White Sox. I am purposefully trying to tailgate 2 hours, 3 hours beforehand, getting trashed in the parking lot. So no, I don't want to go to a bar when I go there. But I get it. I'm not from the South Side because you could tell it was most certainly a South Side thing. So you know, I felt like an outsider. The Northsider coming to that's a Sox fan coming out here is like.
And that's like the hardcore Bridgeport people too. Like,
oh, I could tell.
Yeah.
Oh, I could tell.
I bet. Yeah.
And I was like, I felt safe. Like there were a lot of cops in there. I felt safe. It's great. Oh, my White Sox. Phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez. Got Leo Stoddard here holding us down. Somebody says on the text 773, who cares who the next Sox GM will be? They're moving to Nashville. They're not moving to Nashville. Let's be very clear. If who was it? George Lucas's wife, whoever, she went to St. Ignatius from the South Side. She got money. Like, she's not moving the franchise to Nashville if she comes here. Like, whoever buys the franchise, like, think about people that want to own an organization and you end up having the opportunity to buy the White Sox. It's like, it's not like some, you know, no shade at like the Seattle Supersonics, right? But it's not that. Chicago is not Seattle. And I understand it's the secondary team here, right? Even though I'm a fan, I can admit that. But that narrative can change. Listen, I don't want to come down on the Cubs, but you know, it's hard to watch them sometimes. Literally, like finding them on TV, it's hard. Right? If you don't have the marquee network on your cable provider, or if you don't download the app. So like, you know, if the Sox were like really good, you could steal some fans right now. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. From the 815 says, 670 the score is 95% crying about the White Sox. Nobody cares except you guys. Actually, sir, the entire fan base of the Chicago White Sox cares. You want me to talk about the Cubs? Is that what you're asking for, Mr. 815? I'm confused because this is a sports station. So we talk about that kind of stuff here all the time. White Sox, who we're going to continue to talk about, took the lead early in the first or in the bottom of the third. Carlos Perez, who people have been asking for this guy to play. Why is Yasmani Grandal getting at bats? You got Carlos Perez, you got Sebi Zavala. Like, let other people get some reps in. So Carlos Perez gets a double to lead off the third. Lenin Sosa pushes him over. Lenin Sosa pushes Carlos Perez over to third base, and then our boy Timmy Anderson comes up to the plate.
So he's dictating what you're doing mechanically. It's a win for the pitcher. Ground ball and through. Infield in. Doesn't matter. 1-0 Sox. There he goes. And it's hit in the air left field side. Moore is back at the track. And the wall out of here. Trace Thompson squares up another baseball. It is 3-0 Sox.
And it was funny because I was talking nothing but trash about Trace Thompson too. The whole day I'm like, Trace Thompson, what's going on? Why do we got Clay's brother here, bro? Why did we bring him back? And then he slaps a home run. It was great. Let's go to Darren out in Glenview. Darren, what are your thoughts on the White Sox selling the team?
Yeah, just a quick question. If somebody's going to spend $2 billion to buy this team, and we know that the lease on the stadium is ending in the next 6 years, and the new owner's going to want a fan experience, they're going to want to own the property, they're going to want to have all kinds of co-ops with the city and the state, none of which is available in Illinois. Why would anybody spend $2 billion to keep them at 35th and Shields? It just makes no sense. Now, if somebody built them a stadium in Nashville or Charlotte or some other place where they're the only game in town and they get the fan experience with closing the streets and the bars and the restaurants, you'd have to be crazy to stay at 35th and Shields if you had the alternative opportunity.
I appreciate the call. I mean, and you bring up some great points, right? I mean, how does it become attractive to a buyer? Well, you need the potential of, you know, some newness in the form of a stadium or excitement being the only show in town for smaller markets like that. And that's understandable. But I'm under the assumption, and I got to be very clear. I know this team is valued at $2 billion. If the Sox were to go up for sale, they're going to go for more than $2 billion. Let's be very clear. Too many people with money out there. But what the hope would be is that someone who is passionate about the organization is a part of the ownership group, and they want, like most Sox fans, to see a winner come out of the South Side. Cause it's like makes for a good time in the city when the Sox are doing that. All right. We get to talk to Bruce Levine next. Get to hear what he has to say. I haven't had a chance to talk to Bruce about the Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn thing. I'm just curious what his thoughts are as like friends talking baseball. And that's what we would do after this. Bruce Levine joins the show, talks a little Cubs, talks a little White Sox. After this, it's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Going to be continuing our baseball conversation right here on 670 The Score. A little bit of Cubs, a little bit of White Sox with our next guest. Joining us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Bruce Levine joins us all. What's up, Bruce? You've been busy today, man. I heard you on the station
Gabe,
all day.
Yeah, it's been busy for a lot of days in a row now, especially since we got the news about Williams and Hahn being let go in one fell swoop. And I've heard a lot of talk about it and a lot of speculation about it, but I do not hear people giving Jerry Reinsdorf much credit for doing something that was personally and professionally very painful for any owner to do, let alone an 87-year-old guy who had had one guy as an executive for 32 years and the other for 23. For him to do that, it's got to send a message to White Sox fans. Okay, you may not like what we've done. You may think that we are lousy now, but we don't plan on staying lousy. We're going a new direction. And, you know, I just think that people should just pay attention to the fact that Jerry's 87. Actually, he's about 55 going on 87. That's right. That's how sharp he still is, and that's how much desire he still has to see his team win.
Yeah, and Bruce, I mean, to your point, I've been saying it on this radio station. I said it earlier in the show yesterday. I was trying to take a positive approach to the whole thing, right? I mean, because everyone's so down and negative about the organization. And I was like, well, here's a moment where you can actually applaud Jerry Reinsdorf for making a move that everyone felt should have been made. And now it's finally come to fruition. So let's celebrate the guy and let's give him an opportunity. Because clearly he's taking whatever has happened this year to this organization to heart, Bruce. And we're seeing that with the decision he's made over the last couple of days.
Well, Gabe, you know, they deserve the blame and they deserve the criticism and they paid the ultimate price, their jobs. But moving forward is what life is all about in sports as well. And Jerry, no matter how old he is, wants to move forward. He's not selling this franchise anytime soon. He's looking for a new home or a refurbished home for his team. Within a year, and also making that a big part of some of the things that he will deal with today's Comcast will end after the 2024 season, and Jerry and his partners will be streaming their own product as well, unless Major League Baseball has something different to say about it.
Yeah, it's going to be something that we're going to be watching closely. What is the temperament been like at the ballpark and just around the organization? I mean, after this decision, I tried to talk to some of my friends that work for the White Sox, but they were pretty tight-lipped. But what have you noticed, if anything, that's been different since in the last 24, 48 hours?
Well, a lot of the work...
Yeah, I understand.
Because, the loyalty for Mr. Reinsdorf is huge, okay? I mean, they have tremendous loyalty to Jerry, and Jerry has tremendous loyalty to them. But for Gabe, for people to watch and see that he was able to fire someone that was there 32 years and like a son to him, and another employee 23... I think people are a little shaky about their own position, and they're concerned the direction of where this franchise is going.
Good. It should be. Everyone should be. Yep. And I think this is the this is like the moment for the White Sox. Like, okay, you can only do the same thing so many times in a row without feeling as though you made a mistake somewhere, right? And I think that's what Jerry Reinsdorf and whoever he's talking to and being advised by. That's what they're realizing. Like, hey, this is just a mistake. We did it. We tried it. We tried our best. We tried to, you know, build around it even, and that didn't work out. And now, you know what? It's just time to wipe the slate clean and start all over again. And that's where they're at right now. I've been thinking that Pedro Grifols sticks around next year. And the reason I say it, Bruce, is because I look at situations like the Bears and the Bulls where when they got their new GM – there was like this year-long evaluation period where they had to see what they had before they could actually make a move in the direction that they wanted to go in. Can you see a situation like that where a new GM comes in, allows Pedro to just be there so he can evaluate talent, and then maybe make a new decision on a coach in the following season?
Yeah, I think that's a plausible theory. And look, if it's Chris Getz, and if it's Chris Getz with Dayton Moore, who Chris used to work for in Kansas City. That combination also has a familiarity with Pedro, who was in the Kansas City system as a coach during all that time too. So from that perspective, you know, there's continuity there. Now, people don't necessarily look at that as moving forward. I believe that it is moving forward because there's new voices that are going to be in charge of the Chicago White Sox. There'll be a new direction. And even though Rick Hahn was the general manager, his boss was Kenny Williams. And Kenny Williams was really the baseball voice of the Chicago White Sox for the last 23 years. Rick did have autonomy in certain areas, certainly was the face of the front office for the White Sox, but he reported to Kenny. And the only person that Kenny reported to was Jerry Reinsdorf. And the three of them made all the big decisions there. So now you're going to have another voice in the baseball office, maybe more than one, but they're saying there will be one main voice going forward. Will it include Dayton Moore? Will it also have Chris Getz? I think we're going to find out soon enough. But I wrote a story on our website today at 670thescore.com about Mike Rizzo and the possibility of him being a candidate as well. Right now, Rizzo ending up a two-year stint after having been the baseball boss for Washington since 2009. His contract's up. He's negotiating a contract right now. It hasn't kicked in, but as of October 31st, Mike Rizzo is a free agent, and Mike Rizzo is from Chicago. His father was a scout for 60 years in the Chicagoland area, worked for the White Sox. Mike Rizzo's first job in baseball was a scout for the Chicago White Sox. His first big signing, as far as the draft goes, was Frank Thomas. Not bad. So this is a guy that you have to pay attention to what's going on with his negotiations there and see if this doesn't happen, if the White Sox kick the tires on maybe somebody like Mike Rizzo, because it's a terrific resume, terrific baseball guy, and somebody that you really have to look at and say, I wonder how Mike Rizzo would fit in here as well.
Yeah, it sounds like he'd be a great fit. We're talking to Bruce Levine here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez. Got to talk about the Cubs before I let you go, Bruce. And I'm curious what the level of optimism is surrounding the Cubs. I mean, obviously, they're still dealing with the Marcus Stroman situation. They allowed Drew Smyly to come in and, you know, win his starting rotation spot back. That didn't necessarily go over well. You see Tyone today going 5 2/3. But, you know, I know people were extremely optimistic a couple of weeks ago. And I'm just curious what that's like now.
Well, all us good baseball fans can tell when a pitching staff's starting to get beaten up, right? And the wear and tear on a very nice, overachieving Chicago Cub pitching staff this year is starting to show. It's not just here, Gabe. There are a lot of teams where the pitching is just starting to wear down at this point. And in years gone by, 3 years ago and before that, you could look forward to September 1st where you get call-ups and you could bring up as many pitchers as you wanted, as many minor leaguers as you wanted. You can't do that now. You can only bring up two guys to add to your roster. So with that said, right now, I'm hearing that Jordan Wicks, the left-hander and their number one pick 3 years ago, might be ready to be promoted. I know that Ben Brown, who is one of their great arms that they picked up in Philadelphia last year in a trade, is rehabbing, and hopefully within another week or 10 days will be ready to pitch too. They need these young guys to come up from their system and pitch some valuable innings and give some of these veterans a little bit of a blow, because the wear and tear is just, it's really tough on them right now. The bullpen is paper thin, having to pitch so many innings as of late, and some pitching help is needed. Hopefully they'll get it. If Wicks is called up here very soon and Brown gets healthy enough to come up by September 1st.
Yeah, Jordan Wicks pitching exceptionally well in the minors right now. He'd be a great addition. Like you said, the ability to eat up some innings. But, Bruce, I love the fact that you said, and you calmed some nerves here for most Cubs fans, that it's not just the Cubs rotation. It's a lot of rotations throughout Major League Baseball that are kind of hitting that September wall. So at least the Cubs are not alone in that space. Bruce, always appreciate you hanging out. Always love when I get a chance to talk to you. Have a great evening, okay?
Gabe, have a good one. Thank you.
Oh, certainly. Bruce Levine hanging out with us here on 670 The Score. Make sure you guys follow him on Twitter. He was one of the guys that was at the forefront of that breaking news of Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn being fired. So if you want to follow the right people, follow the right people. Don't follow me. I mean, you can. I'll follow you back, Chicago_Gabe. But I don't have breaking news like that. I'll just be very clear. I send out funny memes, though. I can make you laugh. I'll say random things occasionally. Let you know when I'm going to be on the radio. But you should follow Chicago_Gabe. Follow me on Twitter right now, and I'll follow you right back during this commercial break, all right? Some Bears talk on the other side. Do that next. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Going to be continuing our baseball conversation right here on 670 The Score. A little bit of Cubs, a little bit of White Sox with our next guest. Joining us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Bruce Levine joins us. What's up, Bruce? You've been busy today, man. I heard you on the station
all day. Yeah, it's been busy for a lot of days in a row now, especially since we got the news about Williams and Han being let go in one fell swoop. And I've heard a lot of talk about it and a lot of speculation about it, but I do not hear people giving Jerry Reinsdorf much credit for doing something that was personally and professionally very painful for any owner to do, let alone an 87-year-old guy who had had one guy as an executive for 32 years and the other for 23. For him to do that, it's got to send a message to White Sox fans. Okay, you may not like what we've done. You may think that we are lousy now, but we don't plan on staying lousy. We're going a new direction. And, you know, I just think that people should just pay attention to the fact that Jerry's 87. Actually, he's about 55 going on 87. That's right. That's how sharp he still is, and that's how much desire he still has to see his team win.
Yeah, and Bruce, I mean, to your point, I've been saying it on this radio station. I said it earlier in the show yesterday. I was trying to take a positive approach to the whole thing, right? I mean, because everyone's so down and negative about the organization. And I was like, well, here's a moment where you can actually applaud Jerry Reinsdorf for making a move that everyone felt should have been made, and now it's finally come to fruition. So here, so let's celebrate the guy and let's give him an opportunity. Clearly, he's taking whatever has happened this year to this organization to heart, Bruce. And we're seeing that with the decision he's made over the last couple of days.
Well, Gabe, you know, they deserve the blame and they deserve the criticism, and they paid the ultimate price, their jobs. But moving forward is what life is all about in sports as well. And Jerry, no matter how old he is, wants to move forward. He's not selling this franchise anytime soon. He's looking for a new home or a refurbished home for his team. Within a year, and also making that a big part of some of the things that he will deal with today's Comcast will end after the 2024 season, and Jerry and his partners will be streaming their own product as well, unless Major League Baseball has something different to say about it.
Yeah, it's going to be something that we're going to be watching closely. What is the temperament been like at the ballpark and just around the organization? I mean, after this decision, I tried to talk to some of my friends that work for the White Sox, but they were pretty tight-lipped. But what have you noticed, if anything, that's been different since in the last 24, 48 hours?
Well, a lot of the work...
Yeah, I understand.
Because, I mean, the loyalty from Mr. Reinsdorf is huge, okay? I mean, they have tremendous loyalty to Jerry, and Jerry has tremendous loyalty to them. But, Gabe, for people to watch and see that he was able to fire someone that was there 32 years and like a son to him, and another employee 23, I think people are a little shaky about their own position, and they're concerned the direction of where this franchise is going.
Good. It should be. Everyone should be. Yep. And I think this is the this is like the moment for the White Sox. Like, okay, you can only do the same thing so many times in a row without feeling as though you made a mistake somewhere, right? And I think that's what Jerry Reinsdorf and whoever he's talking to and being advised by, that's what they're realizing. Like, hey, this is just a mistake. We did it. We tried it. We tried our best. We tried to, you know, build around it even, and that didn't work out. And now, you know what? It's just time to wipe the slate clean and start all over again. And that's where they're at right now. I've been thinking that Pedro Grifol sticks around next year. And the reason I say it, Bruce, is because I look at situations like the Bears and the Bulls, where when they got their new GM, there was like this year-long evaluation period where they had to see what they had before they could actually make a move in the direction that they wanted to go in. Can you see a situation like that where a new GM comes in, allows Pedro to just be there so he can evaluate talent, and then maybe make a new decision on a coach in the following season?
Yeah, I think that's a plausible theory. And look, if it's Chris Getz, and if it's Chris Getz with Dayton Moore, who Chris used to work for in Kansas City, that combination also has a familiarity with Pedro, who was in the Kansas City system as a coach during all that time too. So from that perspective, you know, there's continuity there. Now, people don't necessarily look at that as moving forward. I believe that it is moving forward because there's new voices that are going to be in charge of the Chicago White Sox. There'll be a new direction. And even though Rick Hahn was the general manager, his boss was Kenny Williams. And Kenny Williams was really the baseball voice of the Chicago White Sox for the last 23 years. Rick did have autonomy in certain areas, certainly was the face of the front office for the White Sox, but he reported to Kenny. And the only person that Kenny reported to was Jerry Reinsdorf. And the three of them made all the big decisions there. So now you're going to have another voice in the baseball office, maybe more than one, but they're saying there will be one main voice going forward. Will it include Dayton Moore? Will it also have Chris Getz? I think we're going to find out soon enough. But I wrote a story on our website today at 670thescore.com about Mike Rizzo and the possibility of him being a candidate as well. Right now, Rizzo ending up a two-year stint after having been the baseball boss for Washington since 2009. His contract's up. He's negotiating a contract right now. It hasn't kicked in, but as of October 31st, Mike Rizzo is a free agent, and Mike Rizzo is from Chicago. His father was a scout for 60 years in the Chicagoland area, worked for the White Sox. Mike Rizzo's first job in baseball was a scout for the Chicago White Sox. His first big signing, as far as the draft goes, was Frank Thomas. Not bad. So this is a guy that you have to pay attention to what's going on with his negotiations there and see if this doesn't happen, if the White Sox kick the tires on maybe somebody like Mike Rizzo, because it's a terrific resume, terrific baseball guy, and somebody that you really have to look at and say, I wonder how Mike Rizzo would fit in here as well.
Yeah, it sounds like he'd be a great fit. We're talking to Bruce Levine here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez. Got to talk about the Cubs before I let you go, Bruce. And I'm curious what the level of optimism is surrounding the Cubs. I mean, obviously, they're still dealing with the Marcus Stroman situation. They allowed Drew Smyly to come in and, you know, win his starting rotation spot back. That didn't necessarily go over well. You see Tyone today going 5 2/3. But, you know, I know people were extremely optimistic a couple of weeks ago, and I'm just curious what that's like now.
Well, all us good baseball fans can tell when a pitching staff's starting to get beaten up, right? And the wear and tear on a very nice, overachieving Chicago Cub pitching staff this year is starting to show. It's not just here, Gabe. There are a lot of teams where the pitching is just starting to wear down at this point. And in years gone by, 3 years ago and before that, you could look forward to September 1st where you'd get call-ups and you could bring up as many pitchers as you wanted, as many minor leaguers as you wanted. You can't do that now. You can only bring up two guys to add to your roster. So with that said, right now, I'm hearing that Jordan Wicks, the left-hander and their number one pick, 3 years ago, might be ready to be promoted. I know that Ben Brown, who is one of their great arms that they picked up in Philadelphia last year in a trade, is rehabbing and hopefully within another week or 10 days will be ready to pitch too. They need these young guys to come up from their system and pitch some valuable innings and give some of these veterans a little bit of a blow, because the wear and tear is just, it's really tough on them right now. The bullpen is paper thin, having to pitch so many innings as of late, and some pitching help is needed. Hopefully they'll get it if Wicks is called up here very soon and Brown gets healthy enough to come up by September 1st.
Yeah, Jordan Wicks pitching exceptionally well in the minors right now. He'd be a great addition. Like you said, the ability to eat up some innings. But Bruce, I love the fact that you said, and you calmed some nerves here for most Cubs fans, that it's not just the Cubs rotation. It's a lot of rotations throughout Major League Baseball that are kind of hitting that September wall. So at least the Cubs are not alone in that space. Bruce, always appreciate you hanging out. Always love when I get a chance to talk to you. Have a great evening, okay?
Gabe, have a good one. Thank you.
Oh, certainly. Bruce Levine hanging out with us here on 670 The Score. Make sure you guys follow him on Twitter. He was one of the guys that was at the forefront of that breaking news of Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn being fired. So if you want to follow the right people, follow the right people. Don't follow me. I mean, you can. I'll follow you back, Chicago_Gabe. But I don't have breaking news like that. I'll just be very clear. I send out funny memes, though. I can make you laugh. I'll say random things occasionally. Let you know when I'm going to be on the radio. But you should follow Chicago_Gabe. Follow me on Twitter right now, and I'll follow you right back during this commercial break, all right? Some Bears talk on the other side. Do that next. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.